It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Law enforcement had warned about possible violent protests at the Colorado State Capitol this past weekend, but only a few Trump supporters showed up at the Capitol. They were greatly outnumbered by onlookers and members of the media. Chris Clefane came to see what was going on. She's been concerned about Trump since he first ran for office.
This isn't something that's just happened. This has been fomenting, essentially, you know, before Trump was in office.
Local law enforcement will stay vigilant through Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. Boulder's Motus Theater is hosting a tribute today to Martin Luther King Jr. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Through music, poetry, and storytelling, the Motus Theater is bringing together audiences and guests for a tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. Joaquin Mobley is a monologuist with the theater's Just Us program. He's prepared two of the storytellers for Monday's event.
People are listening to us and change is happening. It's so much positivity going on around the work that we're doing that it feels right. This is the right time.
Participants can register ahead of time through the Motus Theater website. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Flu shots are way up and hospitalizations for flu are way down in Colorado. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Public health leaders urge people to get flu shots this season, hoping to avoid a flu COVID-19 double whammy. More than 2 million Coloradans did, a 16% increase from the same time last year. That's according to the state health department. Outpatient clinics and hospital emergency rooms report far fewer flu cases than normal. Last year, the state recorded more than 3,500 people hospitalized over the 8-month flu season. So far this season, just 18 people have been hospitalized with it. The season continues through May, and health officials say it's still not too late to get a shot. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The EPA has selected Englewood to apply for a $45 million loan that will help the city update its water infrastructure. Englewood, just south of Denver, is the only Colorado community selected for the low-interest federal loan, according to a city press release. The program is part of the Water Infrastructure Finance and Innovations Act, which funds drinking water projects across the country. Englewood will use the loan to speed up the replacement of lead pipes and support other upgrades. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.